Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a Bob who wants to talk Brock Purdy on a Parkins playoff show. What up, Bob?
Hey, Danny. Good Sunday morning playoff football. You got to love it.
Yes, sir.
The thing about Brock Purdy and you and Spiegel, I listen to you guys every day, and both things are true, basically. Brock Purdy did, lead a team down and did all that stuff you said, and you believe that Brock Purdy isn't good. Sure, both of those things are true. But the problem is your belief doesn't matter, right? Nobody cares. And football isn't a belief game. All you got to do is watch what's happening. Like, I listen to this all the time. I don't have to believe that Caleb Williams is going to be great or nothing else or this, that, the other thing. All I have to do is watch Justin Fields play and say, yeah, I can win with that. Yeah, sure.
Hey,
we
Bob.
Can build the team around it and we can win with that. I don't have to worry about whether or not Caleb Williams is great and believe this and believe that. Football's not a belief thing. It's a 4-week, like, everything changes in 4 weeks during a football season. Like, Brock Purdy was playing great. He was the MVP. And then 4 weeks happened, and all of a sudden, Jordan Love was the MVP. 21 touchdowns and one interception. But you want to sit there and harp on, like, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback ever. Well, not this year. He's not. Like, right? Like, it just...
No, he's pretty great this year.
Joe Burrow's a generational quarterback. Well, Joe Burrow missed 2 years of his 4-year career, so I don't know how generational he is, right? So, like, this whole belief thing is just... It just drives me insane. All you have to do is watch what's going on in football and don't worry about what you believe because you don't know anything. You've never... like lined up in a competitively athletic situation in your life. So,
well, hold on a second, Bob. Can I respond and then I'll let you respond?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Couple things. First of all, have you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. I played.
Yeah, what level of sport did you play, Bob?
Sure. College football.
What level?
D3.
D3. Okay. So,
yeah.
Congratulations. Not exactly great football.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm not talking about what, but I'm not.
But if you're going to bring up my level of,
if you're going to bring up my level of sport,
and then you're going to come back at me with D3 football.
No, but I don't believe that. But I don't believe anything, dude. It's all I.
All right, but hold on, Bob. What are you doing right now?
Like,
literally, the act of what you're doing right now is what?
Watching football.
No. This exact moment, 8:20 in the morning. What are you doing?
Watching football.
No, you're not watching football. You're calling a sports radio show, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Right. At this exact
TV.
Moment, you're calling a sports radio show, and
right.
you are offering right. what, an opinion?
Right,
you're giving
really.
Me your opinion,
just,
right?
What?
This is an opinion that you're giving that belief
that
doesn't matter,
which four weeks
change
which
everything?
Part of it
my point
opinion.
Is this, Bob. Obviously, my opinion doesn't matter to Brock Purdy or who wins or loses the game, Bob. Obviously. Thank you. My point is this. Bob, you're doing exactly what I'm doing. The difference is I'm getting paid
How?
For it. okay? Like, we both have opinions. We call into radio shows. We watch the games.
Exactly
we debate them.
Do?
And then we watch the games. I don't think that me saying Jordan Love sucks made him great. And I don't think me saying Jordan Love sucks means that he actually sucks. I'm just telling you my opinion and trying
that's
to be
not,
entertaining.
Okay, saying.
Bob? That's all I'm saying. So you have an opinion and I have an opinion. And neither of our opinions mean anything except mine puts the roof over my head. That's the difference.
Mine does too. I mean,
your opinion doesn't put the roof over your head is my point. And I'm not saying that that makes my opinion better
yes,
than yours.
Yes, it
actually, I'm just saying.
Yes, it actually does. But I'm not saying that what you believe affects what happens. I'm just saying.
You're
that
saying it doesn't
you
matter.
You are constantly saying.
You're saying my opinion doesn't matter. And it
this.
Doesn't.
No,
I agree with you.
No,
except
yeah,
in the context
right,
of what
I'm,
we're doing right now, which is hosting no, a radio show,
Danny,
which is all about opinion.
Danny, I'm not saying what you believe affects the outcome of anything. I'm just saying you are constantly sticking to what you believe in the face of what you're watching. Joe Burrow is the perfect example. Like, you want to call Joe Burrow
a generational
quarterback.
Are you really going to live in a world where you think that that Joe Burrow is not good and Brock Purdy is? Is that what you're saying?
Joe Burrow, no. Joe Burrow is a very good quarterback. But unfortunately for Joe Burrow, his biggest problem is that he can't stay on the field, right?
Who is the better player, Joe Burrow or Brock Purdy?
Joe Burrow.
Okay, well then, what
but
are we talking
comparing,
about?
I'm not comparing the two. I'm saying that you are constantly bringing up Joe Burrow as the example of a generational quarterback, and I am saying
he is.
No, he's not. He played. He has 4 years in his career. He's missed two of them with non-contact football injuries. For
he took over the worst team in the NFL and had them in the AFC Championship game a year later, and then was in a Super Bowl after that.
He's not even the best quarterback in Cincinnati's history. Like, what are you talking about? Carson Palmer has had a better career than Joe Burrow. Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. And Cincinnati had plenty of decent years and playoff runs. You're so stuck on this, like, if they don't win a championship, they suck. Well, dude,
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying, no, you didn't say, well, no, you didn't.
I literally
that,
never made that point,
you,
straw
that is,
man
no,
Bob.
I know, I'm not saying you said that. That is your implication all the time. But only one team wins every year, right? Explain to me how Joe Burrow is so generational when he can't even stay on the field for 50% of his career. He's missed.
Dude,
how is that generational, Joe Burrow? Like, how is that generational?
Oh my God.
How is it generational?
I watched him in college. I watched him get into the AFC Championship game.
We all watched
game.
Him in college,
I watched
man.
Him win. I watched
good.
Him get into a Super Bowl, and I watched him take an organization
he,
that for a 24-year...
What has he won? Has he won anything?
He's won an AFC Championship game.
That's not a thing. You either win the Super Bowl or you lose. You make
now,
playoffs,
now you're
you
making
the
argument that the only thing that matters is a championship.
No, I don't think that. I think
you
that
just,
you
what are you talking about? Bob, do you have short-term memory loss? That is literally two
kinda.
Sentences
a
in a row.
Bit, probably,
you said
a little bit, probably, yeah.
The,
but anyway,
two sentences in a row, you said
what?
The only thing that matters is winning a championship. The sentence before that was, what are you talking about? The only thing that doesn't matter is winning a championship. Only one guy wins every year. And you said, what has Burrow ever won? And I said, an AFC Championship game. And you said, that doesn't matter because it's not a championship. Bob, stop drinking. It's too early. Thank you for calling. Jeez. That was too much, man. That was too much.
It's 8:25 in the morning.
I want to talk about Brock Purdy. It's too early in the morning. Talk about Brock Purdy. We're talking about Joe Burrow. What are we talking about here? You want to make the argument that Purdy's better than Burrow? Fine. Sound like a clown. Crazy, man. That is crazy. Bob. I don't even know. That was so strange.
We just got a Bob. I love how that's how you entered it, and that's what Bob came into the ring, and he started swinging.
And yeah, he did. And, like, good passion, good points. Like, I'm all here for the sports argument side of it. But, huh. I really don't know how he ended up yelling about Joe Burrow. And he's like, we have 4 weeks this, 4 weeks that. Man, my point is this. Even when Purdy was the favorite to be MVP, it was ridiculous because I was watching the games and teams were dropping interceptions and he's propped up by a bunch of great talent around him. And I look at MVP as best player in the league. And Purdy, even when he was the favorite, was not the best player in the league. That was the point.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.